Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Join me in being present at the birth of a great adventure.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hour number three. I want to tell you about our friends over at Roosters, roostersmgc.com. That's Men's Grooming Center. Hey, I'm trying to let you guys look better, man. I'm trying to tell you about Back to 30, about Roosters, about some of these folks over here. Just about making yourself look better. The American cultural icon, the barber shop, is back, and these ladies over at Roosters are going to take care of you now. This is no more the unisex where you go into a salon or anything like that. These are barbershops. These are men and women that can, or ladies that would take care of you, men. So do yourself a favor. Treat yourself. Go by and see our friends at Roosters. It's roostersmgc.com, 884-8920. Again, 884-8920. To our guest lines now, where our friend Charlie Pellett joins us. Charlie, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. How you doing, buddy?
Man, I'm doing great. You know, just a good holiday season. Deer season's about to come to an end, so we're looking for other things to hunt. You know, it's just kind of like a sad football's coming to an end. Hunting season's coming, deer season's coming to an end, so... the other day, when it wasn't raining, one of those few days where it wasn't raining, a couple of buddies and I went out quail hunting to a quail preserve down near Clinton, and it's pretty wild. Mickey had had an English cocker, a pretty young one, but a very good dog. Had a backup dog, a little English cocker, and the little cocker was a good-looking dog. It was blonde with brown spots and kind of looked like a fawn. I mean, it's really a neat-looking dog, very well-behaved. The two dogs work great together. I mean, they're pen-raised quail, so it's not, you know, the excitement or the flush of the wild birds like it used to be. But that the porter would point, then he'd send that little cocker in to flush them, and he'd flush them pretty good. They'd get up, and we'd shoot. We'd miss some, hit some. And anyway, after we'd shoot, the cocker would go pick up the birds and bring them to the trainer. The little cocker, his name was Max, and he was a go-getter, man. I love that little dog. I've got a little cocker myself, so I really, really like that breed. Great breed of dog. So, you know, that's something we can do in between. Quail season runs all the way to sometime in March, like March 1st. So there are plenty of them around the upstate quail preserve. So just go on the internet and look quail hunting upstate SC and you can find a place to go quail hunting. It's fairly inexpensive. You can do a whole day, half a day, morning or afternoon. They're very flexible. If you want to bring your own dog, you can do that too. So, you know, look into that. And it's a great place to take a kid because if everything's right there, you know they're going to get some quail.
Well, that's great. Plus, watching dogs work. That'd be pretty cool to see that.
That's my favorite part, Mickey.
Yeah, no doubt. We have now quail season that runs till, I think you told me, March the 1st?
Somewhere in there. And these preserves, they can actually go a little further.
Right.
They might go all the way to May. You might want to check on that. But they've got a special license that they're doing pen-raised quail. But these birds flew really well. It was a great time. Like you say, Mickey, watching the dog, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Hey, you guys had a good year, man. I know that 18 is great. Boy, 19, I think, with Jinx Inc. Realty and JRRland.com, it seemed like maybe it could look like 19 is going to get off to a great start.
Yeah, I tell you, 18 was a great year. I want to thank everybody who bought or sold land with us. It was, you know, we met a lot of great people, showed some properties, didn't sell everything, sold a lot. I mean, that's our favorite part, getting out, meeting people and taking them on beautiful properties, looking, walking. I mean, you know, I just want to thank everybody for helping us have a good year. So thanks to everybody who bought properties from us or let us sell your property. You got something this year, bring it on. We'll help you get rid of it or add to your collection.
JIRland.com. Is that probably the best way to reach you guys?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 864-631-2770. I don't know how many people are going to be in the office. I think they've all gone somewhere in Texas to do something. I don't know what the heck they're doing down over there. But
well, you'll still be around. No doubt about that.
Being a Carolina boy, they left me back here. So if you call, you need to talk to Diane or myself. Tyler might be there. I'm not sure. But give us a call. We'll help you out. And if you got property sale this year, bring it on. We'll help you sell it.
That's great, Charlie. Have a great new year, my friend. Be safe. And we'll talk to you guys next year.
Will do. Take care.
All right, buddy. That's your friend, Charlie Pellett. Mr. Orr 24, you know what time it is now?
8:09.
Huh? Yeah, but Biggie time.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. We got a lot to cover. Now, here, let me say this. Well, first of all, before we get to that, can you explain to folks about what Scott Reimer mentioned about what's available on our app compared to what's legally not available? Because, look, we all know this. We don't want to cross-contaminate any apps.
Yeah. So we're going to have Scott's pregame show available streaming here on the WCCP app. You can listen to it there. The game itself. Hey, by the way.
Yeah. Eskimo Shoe Buddies. What do you call these? These are called
Snooks.
Snooks. Eskimo Snook Buddies.
The game itself will not be available streaming on the WCCP app. ESPN has the exclusive rights to it. I believe we still have our pregame show we can do, and that'll be available. But the game itself, you'll have to go to ESPN.com and search for the Clemson Home Broadcast. There you can listen to our broadcast there. Munson and Rodney and Tim Bray will be on that call. And then you can even match up with your television. They'll have the delay on enough where you can have that be your play-by-play instead of who ESPN has assigned to the game. So it's just something to look out for.
On their app and on their website, you can hear the ESPN radio feed.
Yep.
You can hear the Notre Dame feed.
Yep.
Or you hear the Clemson feed.
Correct.
I love it. Very good stuff there. Also, I know this, they're doing the coaches. Coach's box thing they do.
You know? Are they?
Yeah. Which I watch that for games I don't care anything about, which I think is pretty cool. Or I go back and watch it after the game. So I'm taping I'm taping both games, but I'm also taping both of the coaches. What do you call it? Look in or coaches, whatever. Coach's corner, whatever that might be. All right. Now, with that said, let me give a little biggie over here, buddy.
Ooh, mama.
If we have people who might not heard us, you know, Biggie Smalls, Christopher Wallace, maybe whatever his name was, Biggie, the notorious B.I.G. We do this for Biggie games, man, like the big games of the week and the ones that Zach Orr really, really cares about. Zach, if there's a game out there that is you have no interest in at all and won't even watch or care about, maybe the Arkansas State Nevada game. If you have mild interest in the game, you'll keep an eye on Twitter. You'll keep an eye on it. You look at the thing. If it gets close, you might watch a little bit later on. If there's a game that you're going to watch, if it gets out of hand, you'll turn. But for the most part, you'll watch and keep up with and won't really turn a whole lot during the commercials. And then finally, if you have a game out there that you wouldn't switch, you don't care what the score is, you're just not leaving it at all. I love it. That thing is called Coach's Film Room. By the way. All right, you ready? Today, we have 1:30. ESPN, Music City Bowl, Auburn and Purdue. I guess call them Purdue. They're Purdue. They beat Ohio State. How about 5:15 today? ESPN Camping World Bowl, Syracuse and West Virginia, Will Grealish, West Virginia.
I caravan down 81 a couple of days ago with the West Virginia Marching Band and their cheerleaders. So very excited about this
cheerleaders
game.
Look?
I don't know. I can only see a very brief moment.
Will Will Greer's wife be at the game?
Probably not.
How does that affect your viewing?
It doesn't.
Who you be with? Alamo Bowl, 9:00 tonight. ESPN, Iowa State, and Mike Leach in Washington State.
It's still right about there. But I appreciate the effort.
Arr. We have five games tomorrow.
Through the day.
Noon, ESPN, New Year's Day Six Bowl. I'm interested to see what you think about this one. Peach Bowl, Florida and Michigan. I don't care.
I don't care anything about that game.
I care nothing about that game.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mentioned this many times, Mr. Or24. That Florida fans aren't interested in this game either. And the reason they aren't is because they know they're not very good. Florida's seen good football, and they know this isn't a very good football team, even though they're a 10th in the country. Michigan's not very good either. Belk Bowl, ABC, noon tomorrow, South Carolina and Virginia.
Wahoo!
1:15 tomorrow, CBS Sports Network, Arizona Bowl, Arkansas State, and the Wolfpack. One-man Wolfpack in Nevada.
My goodness. No, thank you.
I'm going to say this playoff game. No. I'm sorry. We're back on Monday morning. Now, we're off Tuesday for New Year's Day.
We are.
Yes. Yeah. I am. I don't know if you are or not.
You're going crazy Monday night?
Nah, I don't do that. Man, that's amateur hour.
It's amateur hour?
Yeah, that's where the people who don't normally do it. So I'm not getting out there in amateur hour.
So what are you going to do Monday night?
I'll probably sit at home. Watch little Dick Clark rocking New Year's Eve.
Dick Clark is no longer with us.
But it's still called Dick Clark rocking New Year's Eve.
It's the saved version. It's the 2000 version.
Tape it. The ball's going to drop and everybody, an amateur hour.
I've been there.
Really?
Been in Times Square for that.
Seriously?
Yeah. It was an awful experience.
What's the bathroom situation?
None.
What do you do?
You hold it.
So you're not drinking any alcohol?
I was there from 3 o'clock in the afternoon until midnight in the same little cow pen, essentially. If you leave, you can't go back in. They come around with like Domino's and Papa John's pizza, not even good pizza. And they charge like $30 a pie because you can't leave to get anything to eat.
What do you mean a pie? For pizza?
Yeah.
What, you got like apple pie or something? Pizza pie?
It's a pizza pie. $30 a pizza.
A pizza, okay.
Yeah, pizza pie. And you can't go to the bathroom, so you're just squeezing it the entire time. It's awful.
Hold on. You got there at 3?
I got there at 3 in the afternoon. 4, 5, 6. I got 3 in the afternoon, and I was still...
You went 9 hours without...
I was still like 6 blocks away. Yeah.
Hold on.
And it snowed.
You're outside.
Outside the entire time.
And it snowed for 9 hours.
Yeah.
How old were you?
I was 21.
So you could legally consume alcohol?
Yep.
And you didn't?
Oh, we did. We had it in our jackets.
But you've got to go to the bathroom.
So we didn't consume a lot. Just sat there and squeezed it.
For 9 hours?
For nine. I swear to you. It was awful.
I always wondered about the bathroom situation.
We sat there, and they had, like, you could see close enough. And they had, like, concerts happening, but they weren't in New York City. They're in Miami, where it was, like, 65, 70 degrees. And it's 25 and snowing in New York City at that time. It was awful.
You see any fights or anything?
Not that I remember.
See anything like noticeable, like you like tell a story about it, or do you just like it was boring?
Yeah, but I can't tell it on air.
You saw a naked cowboy?
No, naked people.
Naked people.
Yeah.
And you held it for 9 hours?
Yeah. Ran, made the train, and about passed out with having to go to the bathroom so bad.
Yeah, sure, man.
Trying to find it.
Your eyes are turning yellow.
Mm.
All right, ready?
Yes.
Two more games. Number one, 8 o'clock Saturday night, tomorrow night, ESPN or ESPN News, the coaches' room, or ESPN 3, the command center. Orange Bowl, Alabama, Oklahoma. I love this game, man. I think this is for a non-Clemson game, I think this is the most interesting semifinal I've seen yet.
Where are you going to watch it?
Outside Jerry's World. At some facility, I don't know. Or rush back to the hotel and watch it.
And what time do you leave Sunday?
If Clemson loses, not till about 6 at night.
Can we do in the next segment, where to go, what to see, where to eat in Dallas? Or have you already done that?
No, I have no idea. I'm going to go to the book depository where Kennedy got offed. That's it. What else is there to do in Dallas? Go to Jerry's World and Six Flags.
Go to the grassy knoll where it really happened.
Yeah, I'm going to see where all the shooters were.
Mm-hmm.
You love that stuff.
Conspiracy theories?
Yeah.
I don't think they're funny.
We've had our own conspiracy theories here with Dexter Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. We got all kinds of stuff running around.
And 4 o'clock tomorrow, ESPN Cotton Bowl. Notre Dame. Clemson. I got more Mac than Craig and in the bed. Believe me, sweetie, I got enough to feed the needy. Six bowls on Monday, by the way, and five bowls on Tuesday. And that's it till next Monday.
And then that's it.
Yep. College football, national championship game.
I'm not ready for the season to be over.
I'm not either. I want to win this game.
Yeah.
And let me say this quickly before we take a break. 13-0, ACC champions, state champions, division champions, 13-0. You're going to disagree with this. I'm going to get mad at you. We're going to fight. You're going to come in there. I'm going to hit you. You're going to hit me back. There's going to be blood spill. 13-0 this season has been enough. I always say this. My goal is every year to win the Atlantic Division. Once you get in the Atlantic Division, everything else is gravy in the ACC championship game, because if you win that, you can make the college football playoff. Once you do that, then you have a chance to win the semifinal, chance to go to the final, chance to win the national championship. But I don't go into a season expecting the national championship. I think that if in the offseason we might have done that, and then we saw Tua do stuff, and throughout most of this season, I think most college football fans have felt that Alabama is unbeatable and Tua is the greatest thing since the forward pass, and that Alabama, no one in their right mind is going to beat Alabama. So, Mr. Orr 24.
Yeah.
If Clemson, in your mind, if they lose tomorrow, it's not a great season for you, is it?
It's a great season.
It is, really?
It's a great season.
Really?
There's no doubt about it. You've had an unbelievable season.
Man, I'm glad to hear you say that. You're maturing.
Wins, it's great. It's not a special season, though.
Well,
it wouldn't be the season it could have been. There's still something left
there.
Sure, I agree with that. No doubt about it.
I agree with that. But finishing third or fourth in the country, that's not a... taint bad, buddy. Taint bad.
Yeah, it's still disappointing, though, from where you are right now.
From where you are right now, sure.
It's still disappointing.
No doubt. If for some reason Clemson, we know if you win the national championship, that your thought is this is the greatest team in Clemson football history.
Yep.
What kind of season would it be if you won tomorrow but then lost in Santa Clara?
It would be the 2015 season all over again.
So it would be great, epic, fantastic, great, outstanding. Epic.
Ultimately disappointing and a bitter taste at the end of the season.
Yeah, but still, you make a national championship.
That was the worst.
I just want to get back to
it. Oh, it was the worst.
Really?
Losing that game? I'm still upset about it.
Were you more upset to lose the national championship game or losing the Sugar Bowl last year? In the semis?
National championship game.
Really?
Yeah, because you're right there. You're on the precipice.
But you played well in the national championship game. You didn't play very well last year.
That's what made it so unfortunate and so hard and bitter to swallow.
Yeah.
It was last year you were not the better team. You were supposed to lose last year. It was evident pretty early in that game.
But you were bigger underdogs, I think, in the Natty and
but you played better and you deserved to be in that game.
Yeah, you did play
and there
better.
Was chances for you to win that game.
I would
for
say
long
this.
Stretches of that game, you played like the better football team.
Yes. Except for kickoff returns, tight end passes and onside kicks.
Onside recoveries.
I would say that it's a good question. Mickey, was last year a great season? Yeah, it was. Last year was a great season. You won the ACC. You made the college football playoffs. You won the Atlantic Division.
It's a good season.
You crushed your arch rival. Yeah, last year was a great season.
Yeah, it's a good season.
Remember this, though, if you go back and remember what it felt like. Off the first Alabama loss out in Arizona, Clemson gained more respect from that game than any win that they've had in years. Remember that?
Yeah, up until the national championship the next season.
Right.
Yeah.
And once you won that one, then you really prove you belong. I think Clemson needs to play well tomorrow, because if they don't play well tomorrow, you don't want to have the thing hanging over your head that, hey, it's been two straight college football postseasons or college football playoff, not postseason, because they did play well last year against Miami. They did play well against Pittsburgh, so postseason. But it'd be two straight college football playoffs that Clemson didn't play well. So I think they need to play well tomorrow. I think we could agree upon that.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's take a short break. Carolina Flooring Specialist, 404-8158. 404-8158. Call them today. No obligation phone call. Tim Worley's going to come to your home. He's going to check everything out, look at your garage, measure your garage, show you what they do with garage floors, show you their colors. If you decide, you'll set up a date, come back, they'll move everything out of your garage, put this garage floor down, move everything back into your garage. You can't beat this. So our wonderful friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, your garage flooring people, they'd love to take care of you. 404-815. 1-800-875-5858. We'll take a break. We'll come back for the rest of the show. Open phone lines leading into Clemson Notre Dame. Short break after this.
Having one of those days when nothing seems to go your way? It's never too late to restart your day at Bojangles with our delicious breakfast biscuits served for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Restart your day with two steak biscuits for $3.50. Bojangles, it's Bo time.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
After Christmas, take part in grinding of the greens from the Greenville County Solid Waste Division. Bring your undecorated tree to any Greenville County Residential Waste and Recycling Center. The Christmas trees will be ground into mulch available to the public at the Twin Chimneys Landfill. For more information on grinding of the greens and for additional drop-off locations, call 243-9672 or go online at greenvillecounty.org.
This is Brock with Tom's Barbecue. My wife, Beth, and I want to wish you a happy holiday. Come in and try our 8 homemade sauces, including our famous Cheerwine sauce, our scratch-made sides, killer desserts, and low and slow Southern Smoked Barbecue. It won't disappoint. We're open Monday through Saturday, 10:30 to 3, and can cater any event, any size. Holiday party, tailgate, you name it. Let Tom's Barbecue make your special event one to remember. Follow us on Instagram at Tom's BBQ for fun giveaways. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. This Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at LKQ Pick Your Part. Save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. 4 huge days of saving. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find fresh new inventory for your car or truck. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
Hi, Clemson fans. This is Seneca Mayor Pro Tem Ronnie O'Kelly, and we want to invite you to visit our great city, Seneca, just 10 minutes up the road. We have so much to offer.
That's right, Ronnie. You need to check out the Magical Musical Holiday Light Show at Norton Thompson Park in downtown Seneca. It's going on through December 29th, 5:30 till 10 every night, and it's absolutely free to the whole family. Come on and bring the family to downtown Seneca for the Magical Musical Holiday Light Show.
The biggest and best fireworks for this New Year's Eve are at locally owned and operated Big Zack's Fireworks. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500 gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted fireworks packages starting at $19.99. Big Zack's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson open year-round, right off I-85 on exit 27 or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horn, 20. Keep making noise. Keep making noise. Yeah.
And some of y'all won't, but listen, let me clear my throat. Oh, have mercy, babe.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Crute LED, K-R-U-T LED, Crute LED, or Crute-LED.com. If you're a business out there, hey, have better lights for your employees, better lights for your customers, better lights for your signs, better lights for your parking lots, safer parking lots as a result. Do this, but do it in a couple of different ways. One, or for a couple of different reasons. One, make sure that you have your upfront rebate, which is awesome, instead of getting long-term rebates. I like the upfront stuff the better. And then save money on your power bill every single month. If you're a partner of Duke Energy, they'd love to help you out. Call today, 401-8506, 401-8506, Krute LED, KRUT-LED. com. How you doing over there, man? We had three different segments over there, three different guests. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Learn anything from Josh Williams?
Great. Do I learn anything from Josh?
Yeah.
I learned a little bit from Josh. I learned more from you than from Josh in that segment.
Because I said a non-offensive touchdown will play a vital role.
Vital.
Well, because that's what, did you watch the, well, Oklahoma did it to West Virginia. I think did it to Texas almost as well, maybe. Seven. West Virginia. Do you make anything of the conference stuff so far in college football? The SEC lost to the Big 12 last night.
No, I don't make anything of that.
I don't make anything of that stuff either. Make nothing of that stuff. You learn anything from Scott Reimer? Sound like a pro Notre Dame crowd.
It does sound like a pro Notre Dame crowd. Going to be a Notre Dame crowd in a closed off facility. So at least it'd be comfortable in there. That'd be nice.
I think that it's not championship fatigue. I think it's financial fatigue. When Clemson played in going to Miami is easier. People can drive to Miami. It's a fairly easy drive. It's a long drive, but people can drive to Miami easier. About 9 hours compared to 12 hours. I think I'm right by saying that.
Sure.
Flat, you know, it's 95, I-95. You got it. And they've done it before, and they know where to stay and know where to do, and you can stay at a couple places on the way. They're a lot nicer. Flights seem to be cheaper to me. Maybe I'm wrong about it. It seemed like flights were cheaper to Miami than they were to Dallas. Clemson fans have been to Miami many, many times, and they're comfortable there. I think flights to Dallas are tough, and I think driving to Dallas is even tougher, and I think that the uncertainty. Now, Jerry's World's nice, and going to a different place is nice. I get that. I think you're going to see, and I think I've already seen this. We've already seen it. Are people return national championship tickets or didn't sell their national championship tickets? Santa Clara, California is hard. I mentioned this before, Zach. I don't think I'm going. And part of the reason, my wife says, oh, no, you'll find a way to go. I looked up last night. I woke up at 3:30 this morning to go back to sleep. One of the things I looked up this morning was going out even on game day and flying out. But the 3-hour time difference means I'm going to have to either miss the pregame show on the Monday if Clemson does make it, or the postgame the Tuesday, because you can't, just the way the flights aren't coming back, it's a 4-hour flight. You lose 3 hours, that's 7 hours if you have a direct flight, and you don't have it, and that's to Atlanta, and then it's 2 more hours driving back, that's 9, but through most of these, there's some sort of layover because you can't hardly get many of these direct flights for under $1,500, and so now you're thinking a couple, 3-hour delay, now you're thinking about a 12 or 15-hour day, and man, that's tough. That's really tough. And on top of that, I got a wife that's going to be 34 weeks pregnant the day after the game. So you can understand not going that route, right? I think it's tough this year. Now, I do want to tell you, let me get this up because I had this up for us, about college football playoff and future venues. Let's see if I can do this right here. And future venues, because there are certain ones out there just tougher to make. Than other ones. Venues or future. Next year, I think I might say this here. Next year, you have 2019-20 season. The one semifinal game is in Atlanta. That's easy, right?
Sure.
That'd be a tough ticket. But now, part of this is this. You get easier tickets. Like, you won't have any problem getting a ticket tomorrow. You won't have any problem getting a ticket in Santa Clara. Now, you have to pay a little bit, but tickets aren't going to be that much over face. Fiesta Bowl is Chick-fil-A in Atlanta are the two next year. Plus, national championship game is in New Orleans in Louisiana next year. 2020, Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, and I think Indianapolis is 2020. 2021 season through that. So we'll look up some more of those. I know it goes out to Los Angeles in a couple of years. But can you see what I'm saying, Zach? It's not easy getting to Dallas, Texas, but it's a lot easier getting to Dallas, Texas than it is Santa Clara, California.
A lot easier.
And I mean, look at you. Do me while I talk to Jersey Jack. Can you do me a favor and look up flights right now? Like, you find me the best option
for Santa Clara
for nonstop or one stop flight.
No, I'll get you there.
Because you tried to do this to Dallas. Remember how bad it was?
I got you there easily, but you didn't want to fly Spirit Airlines.
I don't want to have to go out and like clean the wheels myself and all that stuff. Jersey Jack joins us. Hey, good morning, Jersey Jack. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing a little bit wet over here in Anderson. I was looking forward to playing some golf today, but a little bit.
Not today.
Need a canoe, as Jamie would say.
Yeah, not today, so, buddy.
No. Hey, happy holidays, guys. It's been a short week, but full of some surprises. One comment on your previous caller, Joe from D.C., and I hope he's listening. Whatever is the truth about what Dexter Lawrence and Zach Jelly and Brendan Galloway ingested or contracted, the truth will come out, obviously. And to have these guys guilty in our minds now is ludicrous. Because we don't know, I don't think they know, what happened to get a trace amount of this drug in their system. Yeah. So I don't want to go any further with it, but I think the truth will come out, and I think that they will be exonerated. And but to give these guys guilty now is just ridiculous. And the NCAA has got to get a little bit better on these trace amounts, which means nothing to enable them to perform better in any way.
Well, let me say this too, Jay. I know you don't want to talk long about it, but let me say this because I think it's pertinent to this conversation where we are now. In hosting this show, when I first heard about it, I went on and did my original Google searches, and I found out more about SARMs and more about this drug. And then one of the things that we started talking about on the show Wednesday and Thursday is I started getting all kinds of articles that people started sending me from the USADA.org, the WorldADA.org, and then a lot of people got that Triathlete magazine. People started sending me articles from R&D magazine and all kinds of MMA fighting magazine and all kinds of examples to where more than I would ever believed that a lot of these dietary supplements are being recalled now or because of cross-contamination. And these companies that are, you know, they make pills or make supplements for several different companies because all these companies aren't big enough to have their own, and it's not profitable just to make for one. So you do get cross-contamination. And we saw the articles of a woman that took a salt tablet and it was cross-contaminated. And we took this. And we also find about articles that people send to me about how the company that makes it, a lot of stuff that they either change the name on an ingredients list illegally, or they illegally omit it. And the USADA admits this, that they omit even having this in any of their drinks or their supplements. And that's concerning to me, that you ought to be able to, in this country, you ought to be able to know what you're putting in your body. And if you're not going to, I understand not doing the research on it and being naive or just being, you know, not doing the proper identification of it. But how about when you do it and they still omit it?
Yeah. I think the NCAA has jumped the gun in a lot of these instances, and I want to get off this subject, pull for the Tigers, and I think they're going to be inspired by and help these guys maybe go to the next game. But one other comment that I want to put in your memory bank for the future. The NCAA is so bad in so many ways. The Power 5 football programs are going to be away from the NCAA eventually. They're going to have a commissioner that's going to take care of the football programs nationally, so everybody's playing on the same page. And the NCAA will only be responsible for Olympic sports going forward. Put it down in your memory file, because I think that's going to happen.
I agree with you. I think that, first of all, the money, it's all about money. And the NCAA controls the basketball tournament. They don't control the BCS or the old BCS. They don't control this part of it. They are the governing body. But, yeah, I think you'll see the Power 5 break away strictly from a money standpoint.
Yeah. And your caller yesterday obviously was a 15-year caller. But next time he calls in, ask him how many NCAA national football championships Georgia has won. And it's none.
Yeah.
The NCAA, we haven't won an NCAA football championship because everything has been mythical polls until the BCS and now the college football playoff. So the NCAA really hasn't had any sanctioned football championships nationally. So that's just another thought. Everything's been mythical up until the BCS. So, you know, that's why you can have Georgia Tech and Michigan be co-champions, because it's all mythical and polls. So until we get a commissioner of college football and then have a real college playoff system, it's nothing to do with the NCAA hardly. So anyway, I just wanted to call and put that out there, and go Tigers. And I hope that Dexter and Zach and Brendan can play in the national championship game after we all are going to appeal. I think that's a done deal, because you can't have this hanging over someone's head when they don't even know how they ingested it or get it into the system. Yeah. So anyway, guys, have a happy new year. If I don't see you, have a safe trip to Dallas, Mickey, and Zach, stay home and take care of things for everybody.
Thank you, Jersey Jack. Appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, buddy. Before I get to flight, let me say that QCT sends us in. He said, not only do they admit and change the name, they use, what's that word I can't really say there? Proprietary.
There it is.
Proprietary blend, so they don't have to disclose the ingredients, and they sell it until they get caught. All they do is make them and remove it from the shelves, but the money was made, and they just reformulate it and release it again. I don't go to these supplement stores. I will tell you this. I did creatine when I was working out a bunch, and I don't think that's very good for you, but I was doing creatine, and whenever I stopped working out, I got fat as a result of it. But I used to go and buy that. Also bought a supplement from GNC that companies aren't making anymore. It was an anti-inflammatory, and it was a dietary supplement. But, man, I felt great. My back, I did it for my back, but anti-inflammatory was the part that was great. Now, that company got called for insider trading, and they don't produce it anymore. But it's the best product I've ever taken as far as that goes. But I don't go to those supplement stores anymore. Do you? Have you?
No. I have avoided those pretty much my whole life.
Especially when, to be honest with you, even if I've read the ingredients, I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's in a Mars bar or a Diet Coke either, you know? We trust that our...
There is one thing I disagree with Jersey Jack's call. He was pretty negative towards the NCAA, and rightfully so, because they're a bunch of morons most of the time. They had no other choice here, right?
Yeah, once you set the rules for zero tolerance,
they got to enforce it.
Right.
So,
this is black and white.
This is black and white.
Right. Yeah. There is no decision to be made here. If the test shows it, the B test shows it, B sample shows it, then that's the rules. But they don't have anything to do with that one. All right. You find me a flight over there?
Yeah.
What you got for me?
Let's see.
Leaving from where?
Charlotte.
All right.
You're going to Charlotte, San Francisco.
All right.
Total price, $516.
I'm in. When am I leaving?
Friday at 12:46. You're going to have to hustle to get up there, but I think you can do it.
All right.
You got a layover in Minneapolis.
How long's the layover?
Only an hour and 5 minutes. So you're gonna get off the plane, walk to your gate, and
now you know what? You know what I'm doing this. I'm risking icing, de-icing the planes, the storm of the century.
I hear you.
All right, but it's Friday at least. I got you. Okay.
Yep. Then you're into San Francisco at 6 o'clock local time.
All right.
Okay.
Yep.
You're coming back Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yep.
Well, yeah, Tuesday anyway, but Friday's kind of long. But anyway, yeah. Okay, I got
you. Coming back Tuesday. But you're coming back real early Tuesday. You got that red eye.
Okay.
Coming back.
I'm missing the show, the Deaf National Championship game.
If you want to go, that's the price you got to pay.
See, that's what I'm saying. You got to work with upper management. You got to work with them on this.
Then you're going to have to come back Wednesday. But if you come back Tuesday, I can get you on a flight at 55 minutes after midnight.
Which is okay, because the game's going to end about 10 o'clock.
And it's a long day. Oh, you're right, though. It is a long day, because you're flying into Denver.
Yeah.
But you're only in Denver for 2 hours. Right. That's not bad. And then from Denver, you're flying to Charlotte, and you're home by 11:30.
11:30 at night?
11:30 in the morning. Denver, 12:55 a.m. to 4:30. Then you're in Denver until 6:30, 6:30 to 11:30. You're down
You'll cover the show on Tuesday after Clemson wins or loses.
I'm sure we'll figure something out.
516?
516.
Charlotte. Okay.
That's where I got you.
I got one now. It's a GPS to Sacramento. Talk to me. How much?
GSP?
The GSP to Sacramento.
To Sacramento. Is Sacramento closer?
No, it's not closer, but you can drive a little bit, you know. Anyway, man, we'll talk about this next week. Let's get this thing done.
Yeah, I'll find it for you.
We need to take a short break. Donnie Patterson, Patterson's Tax Service, PATTAX.com. Get in touch with them. They would love to help you out. I talked to Russell yesterday. Russell, by the way, him and his wife had the most beautiful little daughter. And they are super excited about 2019. Their staff has studied and studied and studied again. They have gone over all the tax changes. They are looking forward to an unbelievable 19, which they are ready for small businesses. I told you this. One of the conversations I've had earlier is that small businesses need a tax company with them more now than ever because of these changes. And there's different classifications. I eat lunch every day. And with a vet and some of these guys, and some vets and some doctors are covered differently. There's you're going to need it. You're going to need it bad. With that being said, get in touch with them. Go ahead and get in line now. They're going to get you your biggest refund available. If you need refunds like all of us seem to do, let them maximize that for you. 859-8289, the Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com. A break, final segment of the week right after this.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center Clemson. That's right, extra money in your pocket. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the cat bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at BioTestPlasma.com. BioTestPlasma.com.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday. Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and save big. This Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at LKQ Pick Your Part. Save 40% on every part on the lot. Pull it off and save. Four huge days of saving. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you can always find fresh new inventory for your car or truck. Visit LKQ Pick Your Part today and find the part you need. And this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, save an additional 40% on every part you pull. Log on to LKQPickYourPart.com for a location near you.
Have you noticed the construction next to Hendrick Honda Easley? That's because they're expanding. Thanks to their amazing family of clients, the demand for Hondas continues to increase. They have the make, model, and color you want. always in stock and ready to test drive for our customers. The 2019 Hondas are arriving. Experience the world-class difference at Hendrick Honda Easily. Check out their vast inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com. That's ilovehendrickhondaeasily.com.
The Mickey Weiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Who is responsible for this?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Hey, I love doing this kind of show right here, kind of a year-end show. I want to give our Palmetto Dunes Palmetto Golf Report by our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com, the award-winning resort in their 50th year in beautiful Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. I say award-winning, it's multiple awards they win in their categories, and you'll find out why. Jersey Jacks, who calls, he's been down and played, got a place down in Hilton Head and plays down here as well. I worked there and lived in Palmetto Dunes off and on for about 3 years. These are great people. They love serving you. They love the big time companies that come in, and they can service 150 of you, 180 of you for your corporate retreat, or they just love taking the individual, the single, the big wedding parties, or the small foursome. There's some innovative products that they do there, the golf carts, some of the golf carts they have, and how it all works out, and they love doing it. It's Palmetto Dunes, PalmettoDunes.com, three beautiful golf courses in the Oceanfront Resort. Check them out online. Get on their email list, and there's all kinds of savings you can get on it, and they'd love to talk to you about that at PalmettoDunes.com. The year-end resort results from the South Carolina Junior Golf Association. Jonathan Grizz finished number one out of Hilton Head for the boys class. Gene Ziegler, Florence, second. Drayton Stewart of Charleston, third. Nicholas Mayfield of Rock Hill, fourth. Bronson Myers of Columbia, fifth. Top of the upstate, Nathan Franks over at Roebuck. He finished sixth. In the girls ranking, Abigail Schimpf, S-C-H-I-M-P-H. Anyway, from Daniel Island, number one. Jen Castle, West Columbia, two. Emily Dunlap of Greenville, three. My little niece, Isabella Raw, who's staying with me right now. She's fourth. Finished fourth in that one. So good stuff there. Palmetto Dunes, Palmetto Golf Report, South Carolina Junior Golf Association. They do an awesome job, and they'll start their re-rankings for 2019 in the next couple of weeks. That's our Palmetto Golf Report by our wonderful friends at Palmetto Dunes at PalmettoDunes.com, the award-winning oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Mr. R24, your plans for tomorrow, what time you had to be here, what time today you're looking forward to? You have a very nice studio over there.
Yeah, very comfortable accommodations over here as everybody else is at the game and enjoying it in person. Tomorrow we have a 4 o'clock kick, so it'll be like 4:07, whatever it is, right after the hour there.
Yeah.
From 3 to 4 will be the Don Munson pregame show with an interview with either Radakovich or Devo Sweeney and all that kind of stuff. And so from 1 to 3 will be the Tiger Tailgate show. And we'll have that, and it'll be all kinds of fun with Pete Yannity and Mark and Daja and Macklin will be on there, and it'll just be a heck of a time. And before that will be obviously Kelly Gremick and Scott Reimer, and you can hear that on our streaming app, but everything else, including the game, will not be there.
I have an interesting text from a first-time caller in Greenville, he says. Actually, this is William. I don't know how do we have William's name saved in here? We don't have any other names saved. But William's name is saved. William said in a text to the show on our health care text line 986-1566, just had an interesting discussion with a generic pharmaceutical manufacturer manager regarding the concept of cross-contamination while manufacturing supplements. He said it's absolutely possible and happens frequently. Even at his plant, sometimes they have to destroy a product or change the label to state that it has whatever product that was cross-contaminated in it. If they don't check and respond appropriately, then it doesn't get noticed since no one is checking behind them. It could easily be a been a product that they have been taking for years, but became cross-contaminated once. First time caller in Greenville. That, I mean, again, that is a scenario. I don't know what happened, but as we continue to do research on this and continue, and I've showed you these articles, Zach, and I've read some of these articles to you and talked about it before. This is, these kinds of things have happened and do happen. And again, maybe, you know, maybe it didn't happen in this case.
They have happened, but maybe it didn't happen in this case as well. That's right. The thing we got to be willing to have the conversation about.
I think that as a consumer, I think that what we have learned, what I have learned, I'm just talking to me personally, is that they don't have to tell you what's in stuff. They do, but companies don't do that anyway sometimes. That this is a banned illegal substance in the United States of America. But companies are finding ways to get around all that. I don't take supplements, but if I was an athlete and I'm told to take supplements and other people are taking supplements and I try to take the supplement, I try to do my research on it, I ought to be able to find out what's in it. I think that's fair. But until I started reading all these articles from the U.S. Anti-Doping Association, the World Anti-Doping Association, and these research and development magazines and triathlete magazines and MMA, I would have never thought I'd read an MMA magazine article, but I have now. I am no more. My triathlon consists of me showering, eating, and sleeping a day. That's a triathlon to me. But I'm reading Triathlete magazine now, you know? It goes to show you how wild and how crazy some stuff is. But just cases or examples of why this is illegal, what it is, how it happened, who makes it, where it comes from, how it's mislabeled, how it can, you know? We're just learning all this. I would have never thought I'd read 50 articles in 1 week about a word that I still don't know if I'm pronouncing right. Make sense? It's crazy.
I mean, I'm with you, yeah. and I hear you. I'm really excited for you and Ben to be doing, you know, triathlons together now.
No, that ain't happening.
I think it's going to go well. I think you're going to crush it.
I would say that it's not going well, and I would say that it would not go well in case it happened that way. I feel very, very good about that. Quickly, let me mention a couple of things. Did you see the articles on TigerIllustrated.com and on 247 that Anna had about the redshirt freshman and about the excitement level and what some of those guys are saying about some of the redshirt freshmen, about their heights and weight? I don't want to steal all their material in it, but it appears that these guys feel very, very good about this. The redshirt freshman guys out there, Jordan McFadden, you're hearing great things about. And just little news and notes about their weight and what some of the scout team players said about some of those guys out there. So I would encourage you to get a subscription. Right now, 50% off any subscription, TigerIllustrated.com. You get to check out some of that stuff to find out. But I think that class...
Let me get that login.
No, I don't do that. That's against the law. We don't do that. The other thing I was going to mention quick on that subject, too, was that one or both had talked about Tavion Fischer saying he's not sure if he's going to be back at Clemson next year.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Where's he going?
That he would be looking at transferring to a graduate transfer situation.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, but he's not made his mind up yet, and who knows? Tell you, man, this is why you got to enjoy these playoffs, because who knows what happens at tight end right now? Who knows what happens at some other places right now, you know, at other positions right now? Man, you don't know. You think you're all set for a while, and then guess what? You're not all set anymore.
Sure.
So, man, you got to take advantage of it while you can. Brad Hughes, my Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. And call me at 292-3001. I can email him, Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. I can get touch with Brad Hughes Insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive some of the sports every single day. Today, I forgive the Tiger fans. Dallas is a long way. Notre Dame's never made the playoffs before. You will see a pro Notre Dame crowd tomorrow in Dallas, Texas. I feel very sure about that. But when it's your first one, when you're a newbie, you know what? You kind of do this. Clemson's kind of old hat. I hope we don't have championship fatigue. I think we have financial fatigue. I think it's hard on fans to do it every single year. But, Zach, I fully expect a huge Notre Dame crowd there tomorrow. I think the Tigers will be outnumbered 3-1, maybe even 4-1 tomorrow. Well, it'd be interesting to see.
Now you fight the good fight out there for us, will you, Plyler?
I'll do that. I'll do that for sure. We finish things up, buddy, as we always do with our two-minute drill.
Trying to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Mickey, you mentioned that Clemson's going to be, outnumbered 3-1 in terms of fans tomorrow, and that's probably for good reason. Clemson is the favorite in this game for the first time since the 2012 Orange Bowl. For the first time since the 2012 Orange Bowl, you're a favorite in a bowl game. We all remember how that game went. Hoping for a different outcome this time. Notre Dame is the team with a chip on its shoulder, their quarterback yesterday. We know people don't think we belong here. They're riding high on this adversity of we don't belong here, and we have this chip, and we got to prove ourselves to the nation, to the world, to everybody out there. Can't wait for tomorrow, 4 o'clock, right here on WCCP, if you're in the area to listen. If not, ESPN.com. Clemson home broadcast. You can listen to it there and line up with your TV.
My two minutes are brought to you by EricNewton.com for all real estate needs. It is a first-class company. You're going to love EricNewton.com and the great folks. They're Focus Realty. They're